Are you less of a man if you pay for pussy?
Absolutely.
Why? One way or another, we pay for pussy.
No. I mean, yes. If you indirectly pay for pussy, that's fine. Because any man who goes on a date in hopes of getting sex and they pay for the date and they do all that stuff, you're indirectly paying for pussy.
Okay, so I take a girl out to eat. Now,
to answer your question, yes, you're indirectly paying for pussy. Now, to answer your question, if you're getting prostitutes to fuck, or you know how these people go to certain countries and they pay for
the baddest bitches, yes,
yeah, to you know, when you do that, you're less of a man, because your value as a man comes from your ability to be
to pull bitches,
certainly
to be desirable by bitches.
Let me break it down for you. Your value as a man comes from the value that you can provide
to other bitches,
to society.
The money I'm giving the hooker is value, no?
No, not like that. So, if you can provide value into society and to other bitches, these bitches are going to want you, and that's how you're supposed to get them. When you're paying for them to want to fuck with you, you're losing.
That's so
because they're extracting value out of you, and you have nothing to give and nothing to gain.
This is so dumb.
That's so smart. Okay.
Go ahead. Any woman who gets with the man, they do it to extract value out of that nigga in the first place.
Because he has value.
Okay.
When you pay somebody to fuck you,
that's
you
value.
Don't have value.
That's value.
You don't have value. You have money, but you don't have any value.
Does money not have value?
Because you're not attractive enough for them to fuck you for free.
What the fuck?
Yes.
No girl fucks a nigga for free ever in the existence.
When you have value, yes.
No woman fucks a man for free ever in the existence of reality.
They do.
No, they don't.
Have you ever heard of a bum nigga fucking bitches?
He got a good dick, so she fucking him
okay.
For good dick.
That's value.
Okay, that's value. Exactly. She's fucking him for a reason.
Right. Now, if she has to pay him,
she's fucking him for the money.
If he has to pay her to fuck him,
she's fucking him for the money. Same fucking
thing. Okay, he doesn't have value.
Oh my God, this nigga retarded.
Are you serious? Okay, hold on. Let's think about this. When you find out that somebody pays for pussy, what do you think? Like, ugh.
I go ill because that pussy got probably ran through. That's why. I don't care. It's because they paid for it.
Okay, and that's exactly why it is disgusting for a man to pay for a pussy.
Wow.
So you cannot get top tier shit. You won't go and pay for something that everybody just does.
Do you agree? Every man pays for a pussy, whether directly or indirectly.
Every man pays for pussy.
Okay, why does it matter if
most
directly
men,
or indirectly?
Well-established men pay for pussy indirectly.
Why does it matter if it's indirectly?
Because they have value.
The money is valuable too!
I understand what is being said.
Oh my God.
You're just shaming sex workers.
I'm not.
You're a sex worker
shamer. I'm shaming men, not the sex workers. They're providing a great service.
Let me find
to the lame incels who cannot get pussy the natural way.
Let me find out you ever pay for pussy.
You got no. Never. You have no riz.
Let me find out you
have
for pussy in Colombia.
You have no clout. Shut the fuck up. You have no riz. You have no clout. You have no. Nothing you're contributing that's allowing you to get. Oh,
the reason why some of them do it is because it's easier to just do that than waste their time. What the fuck?
What if a nigga has all these things? He's kind of crack charismatic.
You got a little something right there.
Cause you paid for too much pussy.
I eat paid for pussy.
Oh, that's the problem. Ew. Anyway,
okay,
no,
go ahead.
You fucking bro. If a nigga is charismatic, mm-hmm. has the money, mm-hmm. is a high status, and still pays for hookers, does that make him? Blah, blah, blah. He's left of a man. Blah, 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 blah.
He has value,
but yet he chooses to pay for pussy.
If he's paying for pussy that he cannot get, it's trash.
Oh my God. Any man can get pussy. No matter how fat,
quality
ugly,
pussy.
What do you mean quality pussy? We already talked about how
let me
every
ask you
pussy
this.
Is quality.
Let me ask you this. Oh watch God. This, guys. Watch this.
Hooker pussy is not quality pussy?
Hold on.
Hooker pussy is not quality pussy.
Okay, listen to the question.
Go ahead, ask the
hold
question.
On, hold on. Okay.
Don't fucking touch me.
Okay. So you, right? So you think that it doesn't make you less of a man if somebody pays for pussy?
Cool.
If you pay for pussy.
Cool.
Let me ask you this. Let's say there's this beautiful woman, right? You see her.
And you know for a fact she's a virgin. She got nothing going on. She, you know, she okay, not even a virgin. She has a good body count, like one. But you want to fuck. And she says, oh, I would gladly fuck you. Just give me $50. Mm-hmm. And you want to fuck. Would you give her $50 to fuck her?
No.
Why not?
Because if she gonna do that with me, that means she probably did that shit with somebody else.
I told you she only had one sex partner. Oh, she's a virgin.
How do I don't know that for a fact.
I'm saying, hypothetically speaking, you know that she's a virgin. You know that she's a virgin. Her pussy clean, no disease, nothing like that. She ain't fuck nobody. She says, oh, since you want to fuck me, give me $50 and I'll fuck you.
$50 is cheap.
Okay.
Only because of that, I wouldn't give her that shit. What the
fuck? Why not?
It's cheap.
How?
It's cheap, bitch.
That means it's not $50.
The price reflects the quality, bitch.
Oh, now but she has quality?
Yeah, but it doesn't okay. Say anything about me, nigga.
Okay, fine. She asked you for $200.
That's cheap, nigga.
$500.
Cheap.
$10,000.
There we go.
So you would pay her to fuck her?
I don't pay for pussy personally.
Oh, okay. Oh, why?
Because I figure that kind of pussy get ran through.
I just give you an example. You know that's not ran through.
That hypothetical doesn't compute.
No. We're asking you if you would pay for pussy. You're saying no. Why?
Probably because of the stigma attached to it.
But you don't even agree with the stigma. So
I don't agree with the stigma, but I'm still impacted by the stigma.
But you're making yourself aware enough to know that.
Well, no one know.
Why does it matter if people know?
Because the stigma attached to it.
No one will know.
Alright, then, bitch, you gotta give me $5. I'll fuck that pussy. I'll pay $5 for that beautiful pussy.
Lies not come. You would not.
What the fuck?
See how I prove my point?
I would, bitch.
You would not pay for a pussy.
How?
So
I give you an answer. You said no, I wouldn't.
Why? Because at first you said no. Now you're like, well, what?
Because
other people
I told
know?
You why I said no because of stigma.
Okay. Why does? Okay, so it matters if other people know because of stigma. Because
I don't want to be seen a certain way.
Oh, you don't want to be seen a certain way. Okay, why? Okay, let's say all your friends say, yeah, I paid for a pussy before. Would you tell them?
Huh?
Let's say your friends say, yeah, I paid for a pussy before too. Would you tell them?
Yeah.
You gotta see it here
what
first.
What the fuck?
You gotta switch around.
Like, you're the one who's fucking adding, if a man prays for pussy, he's less of a man.
Yes,
to
and even you, you.
I don't believe that. No, with what fucking actions?
All right, so.
That's why I wear
socks.
We're gonna
go somewhere.
That's where I wear socks in the house when I have people over, because I know I have some fucking crazy ass feet. I don't want niggas looking at my fucking feet and judging me, so I put on my fucking socks. I don't think there's anything
shut
wrong.
Shut the camera on your feet.
Hey, stop.
Okay.
So what the fuck?
So you are down to pay for a pussy?
Me, no, because said pussy usually is ran through.
I told you it's not ran through.
I already answered your hypothetical. I'm not down to pay for some pussy because that pussy is ran through.
I'm glad I was about to prove my point.
You didn't prove your fucking point.
You even said the quality of pussy. So you talk about the quality of the pussy. So why?
That was a joke. Because I need to throw some misogyny in there. You know, every podcast, we got to have some misogyny to go along with the content. What the fuck?
Okay. Long story short, a man
to you, buddy.
Let's just say a regular status man. Who has something going on should not be paying for pussy.
Oh my God. Says who, nigga?
Says the hierarchy.
Shut the fuck up.
Set by society. Your value as a man is based on what you can provide.
Because I'm directly paying for pussy, it's a problem. Indirectly, though? So a simp, it's okay. A simp is more respectful than a.
Nobody respects a simp.
But no, this is what I'm saying. A simp should be more respected than a nigga who pays for prostitutes.
They're both not respected.
A simp would do anything to please his woman.
They're both not respected.
Listen to what I'm saying, bitch. Damn. A simp should be more respected because he's just giving his girl gifts in hopes of getting pussy as opposed to a nigga who just pays cash directly to fuck a prostitute.
But a simp is
listen to what I'm saying. In comparison, no one respects a simp. We get
okay,
it.
But
according to
okay,
you,
that's not what I'm saying.
According to you, because that nigga.
Guys,
stop. Listen, it's getting intense, huh? Twisted.
Okay,
shut up and listen. A nigga who indirectly pays for a pussy by buying his girl gift and simping over that dumb bitch, right? Paying, right? Doing all that fucking shit. Oh. He's more of a man than a nigga who goes and pays directly a prostitute.
No, he's not.
Oh, they're the same level?
Yes.
Oh, why? You just said directly makes a difference. So now it doesn't?
Right, but he's a... Okay, it's two different things.
Shut the fuck up.
You're paying for direct sexual access as a fucking person who's getting prostitutes. Which is fine, but
looking at you as a man, you're not a real man. Mm, wow. Versus somebody who's like, I'm in love with this bitch. I'm a simp. I'm gonna do everything she asked me to do. You're still not respected.
No, he's doing that.
But to he's not.
Taking okay, out on trips, even worse. Around.
Even worse.
Oh, you worse than a brush. You then go bitch for brush.
Yes, because if the sex is all you want, just pay $20 for a prostitute.
See, you're all over the place, bitch.
What is? I'm sticking to the same thing. You are a loser. If that's the route you choose to take,
you're a fucking loser, bitch.
Okay. Why do women value a man who has riz? Like, oh man, he got gamey, whatever. Why is that, do you think? Do you think a woman values a man who has to pay for pussy or can get pussy?
Which do you think a woman... let me ask you in return. Which do you think a woman would prefer? A man who has riz or a man who's rich?
All of the above.
Who thinks more valuable to a woman? A man who's financially...
Yeah, rich nigga, yes.
Financially jump.
Yes.
Or a nigga who's a smooth talker. Very charismatic, but he's broke.
As long as the dick good, they'll take the nigga with a good dick.
They'll take the nigga with a good... That's fucking lie.
Okay.
Fucking lie. Okay. Exactly. I was my case.
But I was asking this conversation.
I asked you too.
You just try to flip the table. No,
it's the same shit. I answered your question with a question.
I just asked
and
you.
And based on your answer, I answered your first question.
Okay. I just asked you... A woman, who would they respect more? A man who pays for a pussy or a man who doesn't pay for a pussy?
It doesn't matter. The female mind is finicky.
No, wow. So like, you're discrediting them. Why? They're the ones who provide access to sex. So let me ask you, simple question.
I'm not letting you ask me.
Which one would a woman respect?
I'm not letting you ask me.
Okay, because you know the answer.
No.
They would not respect a man who pays for a pussy versus a man who can't get pussy.
Unlike you, I'm not a woman, so I don't know how women think.
Ladies, would you respect a man who pays for a pussy or a man who can't get pussy based on his status? The answer will be the nigga who can get pussy.
That's crazy. This nigga shaming niggas who pay for shit.
Because not even the woman. Bro, not even the woman who do... Not even the woman who they want will even respect them for paying for pussy.
Since when do you value a woman's perspective? Like,
I'm not talking about valuing a woman's perspective.
Since when do you care about a woman's perspective?
What was the question? What was the
misogynistic spec.
What was the question?
What the fuck?
What was the question?
I don't know. I lost the plot. What are we talking about?
You asked if a man
who pays for a pussy
is less of a man.
Sure, that was your question, by the way.
That's all I asked you.
I just wrote it down, so I asked.
Okay, it's clear, even women, the people that they actually want to fuck will be like, ugh, he paid for
pussy. When do women actually know the values of things?
I'm giving you the answer to the question. They're less valuable. Like, ooh, you paid for pussy.
According to whom?
Anyways, next topic.
Yeah. Did you not see the Akash special? Women.
Hey, we're not here to promote other niggas. Spoiler.
Quick spoiler alert.
When you get married, you stop getting certain sexual favors, right?
Because once a woman secures the bag, he committed. I don't got to do all this work no more, right? At least the bitch got to be thoughtful enough to go, you know what? Let me outsource what I used to do. Let my nigga pay for a prostitute to get his dick sucked. Logical. Perfect, right? So I'm saying... Women,
as a man,
are finicky.
If your wife is not giving you pussy, you need to go have an affair instead of paying for a prostitute.
Wow.
Next!
I hate this nigga. I'll never pay for pussy, I never will.
Yeah, sounds like somebody is trying to...
Nah, you're not gonna put down my niggas, bro. Hey, y'all niggas who got money like that and paying for pussy, y'all overpaying regardless of what you're paying for. Y'all overpaying.
Why?
But I'm trying to make a joke, nigga. God damn.
Because it should be for free, right?
Shit, yeah, nigga.
Go ahead. Give me another question. That was
twin tens, buddy. Would you date an influencer?
No. I mean, okay, no, sorry. Depends on what type of influencing they're doing.
Why is she just a streamer? Like a gamer girl?
Streamer? Ew, no.
Oh, why?
The fuck kind of value? Like, no?
Why would you date a female influencer?
I don't care about if she's a female or not. A gamer who streamed their shit is trash.
So you could date a guy influencer then?
They don't provide any value.
Oh! Who don't provide any value?
Bitches who stream playing games. Anybody who streams playing games.
To you, maybe?
To society.
Are you saying this objectively?
Subjectively. Like, they don't provide any value to society.
You don't feel like they provide any value.
What do you get from watching a nigga
play? Oh my god, no way. Is this the real you?
Tell me, okay.
Tell me you're joking right now.
Let's break it down.
Oh my god.
If you want to make your money, you're going, fine, that's great. I understand.
Do you think your music provides value?
It does. People play music to work out, to drive.
People watch games.
As entertainment.
Okay, people watch streamers as entertainment, to beat on their dicks.
Right.
To go to sleep.
But let's think about
comfort it. Comfort noise.
Let's
okay. Pretty things to look at.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Streamers.
You wally right now, bro.
If you're not giving some thoughtful commentary or something about you, whatever the fuck is going on, then to me, you're just playing a video game and having people watch you.
You sound like a geezer. This generation doesn't know hard work. You're streaming.
I mean, they
don't. You're not doing anything.
They don't.
Back in my days, I used to take the school bus to school. Now I get picked up by Uber. And when I got there, I used to get bullied.
All right, let me ask you this.
I'm time on
the
bus.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
I got my ass beat.
Simple question. Watch this. Are you ready?
I was born ready, bitch.
Okay. Given any scenario where you cannot have, we don't have access to a shopping mall, a store, a grocery store, whatever it is, the people watching the streams and those streamers themselves, what can they do if at any moment you don't have access to a grocery store?
This nigga, I swear to God.
No. I'm just asking. Because we all have been dumbed down.
The
right?
Statement that...
Hold on. We all have been dumbed down. Right? Mm. As a society, we don't
speak
grow our own food.
Speak for yourself.
Majority of us.
I know how to grow my own food.
No, you don't.
I know how to drive stick. You don't know how to drive stick.
I know how to drive stick.
I know how to drive a motorcycle. You don't know how to drive a motorcycle.
I don't know how to drive a motorcycle.
You what?
I don't know how to drive a motorcycle.
Okay, see? That's a...
You don't know how to grow weed.
That's food.
You don't know how to... Just don't listen to this nigga. Okay, so tell me what valuable resources do you possess in here, not you, that's going to help you survive, for you to survive, ooh, you and your family's survival, just in general. What skill do you think somebody needs?
Depends.
You need to be able to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be able to at least find food.
The streamers will be streaming. They'll be playing first-person shooters, so therefore they know how to shoot a gun.
Long story short...
That statement that you made, oh, they don't provide any value. Is that a subjective statement or are you claiming?
I just said it's a subjective statement. I'm like, what the fuck? They're
you know,
providing.
A subjective statement can be wrong, right?
An opinion can be wrong, but I'm not basing an opinion on facts, so it cannot be wrong. Only facts can be wrong. I'm sorry. A fact is always correct. An opinion can be wrong. So what I'm saying is my opinion.
And it's invalid. How about that?
You can say whatever you want. But I would not date an influencer if she's a streamer. What else?
Or she's an OnlyFans girl.
Fuck no. What else?
Why are you shaming bitches today, bro?
Okay.
Wow.
What are you doing with an OnlyFans girl?
What OF girl broke your heart, buddy?
I'm asking you the question now.
Was
you don't
that
answer.
$20 too much?
It was way too expensive. I couldn't afford it. I couldn't use it on a fucking prostitute. I couldn't.
You put that on a credit card and that shit. You overdrafted your checking account for that subscription. Yes. And now you're upset.
So would you date an OnlyFans model?
What does it look like, bitch?
Okay. You see this shit?
Trying to drive content, nigga. Fuck, I look like. You should know I look like you. So whatever you think, most likely going to be me.
Oh. So you do think niggas who pay for pussy are not valuable?
Hell yeah, boy, they trash.
Okay.
No, I'm joking.
Okay, so what? Would you date an influencer woman?
No, because depends on what they're influencing. But at the same time, any woman who's in the public eye to me loses their appeal. Unless what they're giving, what they're sharing with the world, something educational and something like profoundly useful.
Oh, sounds like...
That's it.
Sounds like... My answer.
I'm happy I disagree with you.
You were judging me for saying streamers don't provide any value.
I gotta make myself look good by putting you down, duh. What the fuck? I'm the perfect specimen who's very accepting and
Listen,
tolerant.
Here we are on YouTube trying to make content.
Do you think what you're doing now with this podcast is valuable? Be careful what you say, because we either gain or lose subscribers.
No, what I'm saying, like, what we are doing is valuable to someone.
Okay.
But me talking about the streamers is a subjective take of like, I don't think what they're doing
is what they do, what they give people when they're streaming.
Yeah, like somebody might find that shit valuable.
Did you answer my question? Mm-hmm. You think what we're doing right now?
I think what I'm doing is valuable.
Okay. They think what they're doing is valuable too. With
the yes, but I'm saying, you asked me for the subjective take. I told you, yes, it's a subjective take because I don't believe the shit they're doing is valuable.
Okay, while we have them with these hot takes, can y'all sign up for the Patreon? We're trying to quit our jobs.
Wait, do we even have a Patreon?
I have a Patreon, bitch. This shit pops off, the money come to me. You gonna stay broke, nigga? Oh, fuck. You know how hard it is to always share your clothes, your food.
What the fuck? We don't even live in the same state, bitch.
I'm talking about growing up as twins, having to share everything, split everything.
We never shared shit.
Everything.
We had the same outfits.
This bank account, this Patreon is solely mine. Sign up with this part for because of what this podcast gives you, but all the money comes to me.
Yeah, because he's providing value.
Only me. I can do this by myself. I don't need you.
There go, bitch.
Pussy nigga. No, you go. It's my shit.
You're right. I'm out.
No, don't go. I need you.
They don't touch me, nigga. But hey. What the fuck? Anyways, wait, do you have any more questions or that's it? Because I'm about to walk off this gay ass set.
Whoa, what's wrong with being gay, bro?
Fuck you, man.
Come back.
Hey, I'm so tired of these niggas talking shit. I am.